why do Aboriginal Australian languages lack the consonant S, or F, or H? The reason is really interesting. It's arguably because of middle ear infections, or otitis media. Otitis media, or the middle ear infections, occur at a much higher rate in Aboriginal Australian populations than the rest of the world. It's not really sure why this is, but a study in 2005 done by Morris et al. Found that 91% of Aboriginal Australian children examined at the time had evidence of having otitis media. Unfortunately, otitis media, when had for a long time, can damage your hearing permanently, and that can result in a lower hearing range. So you might not be able to hear sounds like fa, sa, or ha as easily, like differentiating them from like pa, ta, or ka, for example. A 2001 study done by Kousos, Metcalf, and Murray found that 32 months is the average amount of time an Aboriginal Australian spends with otitis media. Contrastively, the average time a non-Aboriginal Australian spends with the disease is only 3 months. This may lead to additional hearing loss in Aboriginal Australian populations. So when you look at the frequency of otitis media in these populations, as well as the resultant narrower hearing range, you end up with an explanation for why these languages typically lack sounds that wouldn't be as easy to differentiate. So it's really interesting how something like an ear infection can affect the way that your language sounds.